step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Victor Manuel Hernandez Sandoval, Director of Navigation Services for Mexican Airspace, resigns suddenly, immediately, oddly, right after a near collision of two jets in Mexico City within these last days. The resignation is strange to read because nothing happened. But I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, to help me understand why Mr. Sandoval resigned and what this tells us about Mexico, its president, and its future for airspace that is safe. Mary, a very good evening to you. There is no single explanation. There is a multiple. Please help me understand.
Well, good evening, John. First, I think I should point out to your listeners that that long, fancy name for the office that Mr. Hernandez Sandoval held is another name for the office that oversees air traffic controllers in the country. And what happened on May 7th was that an Airbus A320 was sitting on a runway at the Mexico City International Benito Juarez Airport, getting ready to take off. And another Airbus A320 had been instructed to land on the same runway. And cabin crew or someone inside a plane nearby actually filmed the near miss. And the only reason it was not the catastrophe it might have been is because the pilot of the landing plane was skillful enough to pull up at the last minute and avoid the other plane. But because it was caught on video and promptly posted on social media, that forced the head of air traffic control in Mexico to resign. And I should add that he had been quite a controversial figure since he was first named to the job when Andres Manuel López Obrador became the president in December of 2018.
However, this is not about a single incident. There have been a number of incidences nationwide and Mexico, most recently during the pandemic and during the last year. The reason for these is multiple, but I recall that at some point this leads us to the president's own decisions. What's happened over the last year or so, and what is the president's part in it?
Well, one problem seems to be a nationwide problem in the area of air traffic control. And the union, the air traffic control union, has complained that the president has been redirecting resources away from what the air traffic controllers need in terms of equipment. They say that they're short in personnel and that they don't have the proper training and financing to run a good operation. So that is one problem that is exacerbated all around the country, according to the Air Traffic Controllers Union. They say that there have been 30 incidents, serious incidents at airports since December of last year. And when they say that, they are talking not just about the Mexico City airport, but about some of these tourist destinations that people fly to because Mexico is such beautiful tourism. So they're talking about a nationwide problem in air traffic control. Separate and apart from that, there's a very specific problem related to the valley of Mexico City, this huge valley that the Spanish decided was a beautiful place to put a settlement. It has three sides of very high mountains. And so, you know, to land there, you need certain landing path that makes sense. And because Lopez Obrador has opened a new airport to try to build on capacity. The current airport has to share airspace with that other airspace, that other airport. And that has introduced apparently some dangers to taking off and landing in Mexico City.
So we have nationwide and Mexico City based incidents. We have underfunding or at least not aggressive funding of air traffic controllers. We have a resignation of the man in charge of air traffic control. We have a new set of runways to take some of the load off of the Mexico International Airport. And one more thing, Mary. Years ago, you taught me to pay attention to what happens when a Mexican president first takes charge, following through on his promises. Lopez Obrador, who is extremely powerful and more powerful all the time, said that the new airport, half-built or mostly built, was an extravagance for the rich. What would the new International Mexico Airport, never finished, never completed, have done for this problem?
Well, the fact that the Benito Juarez Airport, the existing international airport, was oversaturated with traffic has been known for a long time. And the Mexican aviation community had worked on this problem with the government. They hired outside consultants from McLean, Virginia, a company called Mitre, and they identified a huge dry lake basin in the valley called Texcoco. And there they began to build the new Mexico City International Airport. It was about a little less than 40% finished when Lopez Obrador was elected president in July of 2018. Even before he took office, he was promising to shut it down. And of course, there were contracts, and it wasn't so easy to stop because Mexico owed money and had committed to building this. But he went ahead and did it anyway. And he said, you don't need that lavish airport. You could just build some new runways over at this military airport that is called Santa Lucia. And there you would have the runways you need for the excess capacity. So he closed down Texcoco, which was also called the new Mexico City International Airport. He left Benito Juarez operating, and he added these two new runways over at Santa Lucia. And he renamed it. He said, okay, this is going to now be for civilian aircraft. He renamed it the Felipe Angeles International Airport. He opened it in March. But there's only one problem, which is no one really wants to fly out of there. It's very far from the city. And if you land there and you want to make a connection, it's impossible. You would then have to get on a bus or a cab or something and get over to Benito Juarez. So it's extremely inconvenient from point of view of cost, transportation cost, and also time. So there's about 12 flights that go in and out of that airport now. And the Benito Juarez airport serves about 900. Now, having said that, the Benito Juarez airport still has to share airspace with Santa Lucia. So what's happening is that they had to redesign the traffic patterns. Pilots now have to fly much higher in their approaches, closer to the mountains where the air is unstable, and then descend much more steeply. And this is also adding danger to the to air travel in Mexico City, quite apart from the problem that I described before of air traffic controllers.
And all this leads to perhaps an explanation for why the FAA downgraded Mexico's aviation safety to Category 2, your reporting. Mary, just a minute. Would the new airport have answered all these questions or many of them?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't know if the downgrading can be entirely explained by Mexico City. I think, as I mentioned before, there's also been a diversion of resources. I mean, he had to pay in order to keep, good with his creditors. He had to pay off people who had contracts at the New Mexico City airport. So he's diverted money that might have been spent in airport safety. So part of it is just that they have politicized air traffic control at the very top. But the other problem, which you allude to, is that the Mexico City, the new Mexico City airport, would not have shared runways. This is huge dry lake basin in a very open space, so it wouldn't have required the redesign of the airspace and the steeper approaches that pilots now have to take.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor at the Wall Street Journal editorial page, writing of Mexico airspace. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.